Westlock. A man stopped by Westlock RCMP near Busby in early August due to an outstanding warrant, charges that were dealt with in court last week, now faces a handful of drug trafficking allegations after police say they caught him with more than 400 grams of illicit drugs and $5,000 in cash. Appearing in Westlock Provincial Court August 9 via CCTV from the Edmonton Remand Center, Chad Robert Boissonneau, 34, pleaded guilty to uttering death threats and mischief, damage under $5,000, while one count of assault was withdrawn. A warrant had been previously issued on the charges and Boissonneau was arrested August 2 near Busby. Judge Clifton Purvis agreed to a joint sentence submission from Crown Prosecutor Patricia Hankinson and defense lawyer Ben Lottery for $600 in fines, deemed paid by the 6 days Boissonneau's been behind bars, plus 12 months of probation that includes a handful of conditions. Boissonneau, who's a heavy equipment operator, was also barred from contacting his former girlfriend and ordered to pay $378.45 in restitution for breaking the window of her car. He did intend to resolve this earlier, but due to some technical difficulties he didn't and was picked up, said Lottery. Hankinson told court that on August 16, 2021, Westlock RCMP were called by Boissonneau's then-girlfriend who said he had smashed the window of her car. During the investigation, police also learned that Boissonneau had threatened the woman August 14 and told her that he would attend her residence, kick her door in and hurt her. Stop leads to more charges. In a news release, Westlock RCMP say that at 1:45 a.m., August 2, Boissonneau was stopped near Busby due to an outstanding warrant on the uttering threats, mischief charges. Following a search, police say they found 266 grams of cocaine, 145 grams of a methamphetamine fentanyl mix, 0.71 grams of heroin, plus oxycocet, $5,000 in cash and other items including jewelry and drug paraphernalia. In relation to that arrest, Boissonneau faces 3 charges of trafficking a controlled substance and 2 counts of resisting a peace officer. Lottery told court that bail has been denied for Boissonneau and he will be back in Westlock Provincial Court September 7. George Blaise, TownandCountryToday.com.